The city of Leominster is changing its school reopening plans. The district had narrowly decided to go fully remote this fall, but after an outcry from parents, classes will resume on a hybrid model, starting with very limited groups of students with special needs. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports it's a sign of how challenging it's been to meet the needs of special education students at a time of physical distancing.
Like many families, the buds are stretched thin.
No, I think we're done.
Even optimists like Bonnie Budd are at the limit.
Well, I think that everybody's just exhausted. I feel like it's like Groundhog Day. You know, wake up, do this routine, yada, yada, yada. It's not sustainable long term. And it's not fair to Sabrina.
Her 16-year-old daughter. Sabrina has Rett syndrome, a rare neurological condition. Sabrina used to get 1.5 hours of speech, occupational, and physical therapies in school each week, and have an aide working directly with her throughout the school day.
She can't just do an online program, and she can't just tap the screen and move along. It really needs to be hands-on, explained, slow.
So for the last 6 months, the family has been filling those roles while trying to connect with services remotely. The rapid move online last spring frustrated educators as well. Sabrina's teacher, Sue Lynch.
One of the most frustrating things was probably Sabrina, because we had gotten her to the point where she would walk in the hallways and say hello to people. And that was huge for her. And then, boom, it stopped.
Lynch has taught life skills for 35 years, and for the first time, she felt incompetent. She fumbled through Google Classroom and tried to coach her students on how to access it.
So every day I just woke up with this big hole in my heart, you know, just so sad that I wasn't doing what I needed to do for my kids.
And like most special ed teachers in Leominster, Lynch wants to be back in the classroom.
Because I'm ready. I'm ready to go in.
Teachers and parents were livid when the school committee narrowly voted to go fully remote this year. So this week, the committee backpedaled. Now they're going to phase in a hybrid approach, starting with micro-hybrids, very small groups of carefully selected students the district says have the highest needs, can return to school 2 days a week. Here's Special Education Director Kim Woodford at the school committee meeting.
I think that these small cohorts are going to give us an opportunity to better understand where our current students' needs are and to help them really adjust to these COVID protocols.
Right now, the district has identified 165 special education students out of the 6,000 total enrollment. There's also, arguably, a legal obligation to bring these students back. Schools are required to follow specific written documents for special education services known as IEPs.
There's not a COVID exception. There's not a pandemic exception to students with disabilities receiving services in accordance with their IEPs.
Deanna Santiago is a senior attorney at the Massachusetts Advocates for Children.
It's not like at the end of this, many are just going to snap out of it and continue where they left off. In many cases, it will take years for them to regain the skills that they've lost through regression because of the interruption in school.
Santiago says some students across the state haven't received any services since school buildings closed in March, and she expects lawsuits may have to be filed in some districts. Leominster's superintendent declined interview requests. For Bonnie Budd, she knows that partial days in school won't be enough for Sabrina, and she worries about other students with special needs who won't be allowed to go back in school yet.
It's a pandemic, right? It's not going to be a typical school year. You know, we need to put an emphasis on anyone who's at risk. Who's a hands-on learner, and who is remote learning going to fail?
Budd and many teachers hope the district has enough staff to address the needs of all students, especially the most vulnerable. But they expect they'll have to keep pushing for it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.